cockroaches for breakfast.
The next morning, I woke up exhausted, with bags under my eyes. Cheese niblets! What a night! I was kept awake by a swarm of fleas in my bed, and the noisy disco hadn't shut down until 5 in the morning. I would have loved to sleep late, but I couldn't. At 6 o'clock, I practically flew out of my bed. A construction crew had begun drilling and hammering right under my window. The noise was even worse than the disco music. I headed toward the bathroom without my glasses. I was too tired to put them on. I switched on the light, yawning. How strange. I could have sworn the bathroom tiles were all white, not black, I mumbled to myself. Right then, I lay my paw on one of the small black tiles. A terrible crunching noise followed. My stomach lurched. Something told me this wasn't a good sign. I ran for my glasses. Did I tell you I can't see a thing without them? Back in the bathroom, I discovered a horrifying sight. I had squashed a cockroach. The bathroom was full of them. Giant cockroaches everywhere. On the floor, on the walls, and even on the ceiling. At that very moment, a cockroach fell off the ceiling and landed inside the collar of my pajamas. It crawled all the way down my back. I let out a horrified scream that woke the entire hotel. 10 seconds later, someone banged on the wall.
"What's going on?"
I heard a mouse ask.
"Who screamed?"
another cried.
"It's that Stilton again! Geronimo Stilton!"
someone else answered. I cringed behind the door. How embarrassing! I listened to the crowd gathering in the hallway. They were all talking. Yes, talking about yours truly.
"Him again?"
a rodent huffed.
"Yes, it's that cheese brain who arrived yesterday,"
a voice grumbled.
"Ah, you mean the mouse who wants to be the center of attention?"
a rodent muttered.
"Too much sun, if you ask me,"
someone else muttered. I had stopped screaming, but now I was purple with shame.